And we'd start the fire with these rich splinters. We'd have to go out with the axe and chip them up in like a foot long pieces and bring them in. And we had to try to keep us a box of dry splinters in the house to start the fire with. And we usually burned oak wood. Little oak woods, little trees about this size, or even if we cut a big tree, that would saw it up, and then it was split in two. Split wood would burn better than regular little log
wood. Did you hear a special name for that fat pine you'd use? Did you ever hear any special name?
Longleaf pine. Yeah,
Kinnan.
What about the kind of, you might take a big piece of wood and set that toward the back of the fireplace and it burned all night, do you remember?
Yes. Yeah, we take the biggest little log that we could bring in, the biggest one that the men folks could bring in, and it was put in the back. And then we'd start the little splinter, and let that blaze come up between that big log and the little split wood or little smaller wood. And it was that was the way it would burn best.
Did you hear a special name for that big piece that you set toward the back?
The back log, the back stick.
Okay. And that black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Smut.
Okay. What about the things that you have to rake out of the, or shovel out of the fire?
Ashes.
Uh-huh.
We put that around the fruit trees to keep the worms, boars from killing the trees.
Oh, really? Does it work very well?
We also would make lye soap out of the good oak ashes. We'd had a big barrel that we'd set up on a little frame, slanted, and we'd pour a bucket of water in there today
into the
barrel of ashes, and it would run through the ashes, and we'd catch it in a tub until we got enough to make us some soap out of. And we put that in the wash pot with some pork rinds or old grease that couldn't be used for cooking. We put that in this lye that we drained from the ashes to make soap to wash our clothes. Also would eat your hands too.
Do you ever hear of soaking corn in lye water?
Yes. Also, cooking lye hominy corn. You take so many ashes and take your wash pot out in the yard and put your corn in this pot. And you'd stand there and cook it for at least 3 hours. Pour more water in, keep stirring. Pour more water in and keep stirring. And then you would take that up when it got done and put it in a large container, and you would soak the corn and drain that off. You would soak the corn again and you'd drain that off until it would be real yellow when it came out from cooking.